So begin the current daf, Masechet Tmur daf Chav Gimel. Begin on the bottom of Chav Beis Mabez, 6 lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the discussion to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which our Mishnah was a continuation of the opening Mishnah of HaPerek, Vlad Chatas, which is in the categories of those things which are from the Chamash Chatois HaMesis. It's 5 types of Karma Chatas which are left to die. And in the previous Mishnah, we discussed a case in the first Mishnah regarding when it had a blemish and it was lost, which those were 2 flaws. Then when it's found, then it's one of the 5 that died. Our previous Mishnah discussed similar type of discussion, but it didn't have these 2 flaws, but relating to this halacha of when it was lost and then was subsequently found, what is the halacha? So there were many different cases that our Mishnah described, and our Gemara is going to ask a seeming contradiction between 2 of the cases. Says the Gemara as follows. The opening case of the Mishnah was if someone designated Karma Chatas and it got lost, and then he went, so he had to bring another one, he sacrificed another one to take its place, then they subsequently find the first one, then that first one, when you find it, is going to be left to die. So says the Gemara, Taima dehikrav acheres tachteo. Sounds like the reason is because they had actually gone and sacrificed another one in its place. Then you find the first one. Okay, it's from one of those which the owner already had a tum with another one, so it's left to die. But if, let's say, they had not yet sacrificed another one to take its place, rather they had just designated, but they had not sacrificed it, then if you find the first one, then the halacha would seem to infer that roya, then that would the first one that you found would be left to graze. So says the Gemara, Samani, who's the Tana of the opening case of our Mishnah? Rabbanahi, must be the Rabban, which, as we'll explain, which is one of the later cases mentioned on Mishnah, which we've mentioned many times, this machlekes is between Rabban and Rabbi, must be like the Rabban in the opening case. Because the Amri, they say, Avud b'shas hafrash haraya, if it was only lost during the time when you designate another one, but not yet sacrificed, then you find the first one, then it's left to grace. So therefore, it seems like the halacha of Mishnah is like Rabban. However, Ema Seifa, look at a later case, specifically the 3rd case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Hamafish mois l'chatas v'avdu. Someone designated monies for karma chatas, and they got lost. Okay, so v'hifrish in the gear says, mois achim tachtim. So they went and they designated other monies to take its place, to be able to bring the karma chatas. And as the Shita Megubetzis and Isu Zayin adds on the words, v'lehispik likich behen chatas. They didn't get a chance yet to go ahead and purchase from those new monies the karma chatas. Then they already found the first monies that they had misplaced. Oh, they found it. Now you have both monies. Said the Mishnah, yavi me'elu me'elu. What you should do is, you should bring the new carbon, the carbon chatas that one has to buy from both of those monies. The first one that was lost and subsequently found, and the new monies that had been designated. Then the rest of the monies, which are, because you have, in each pile, you have enough money for a karma chatas, and you're taking a little bit from both, so the rest of the monies will be left over, which could be brought a donation carbon to the mizbeach. Now, says the Gemara, the inference of that you have to take from both of them sounds like, taima me'elu me'elu. The reason is because you're taking monies from both piles, where you can't say on either pile that, oh, it's rejected because you got an atonement with another one. You're not. You're taking from each one, and therefore, each pile is going to have that its leftovers are what called meisra chatas, the leftover chatas, where that from that you buy an adava. But that's why, because you're taking from each pile. The inference is, ha-hevi, but if let's say one would buy a karma chatas mi'achas mehen from one of the 2 piles, sound like, oh, that then you wouldn't be able to bring from those leftover monies in the davar. Rather, hasheni yolich liyam ha-melech, the second pile that's not being used, would be that money would have to be thrown to the Dead Sea, which is the equivalent of a karma chatas being left to die. And that's even though our Mishnah is describing before there was atonement because it wasn't even bought yet, let alone to get an atonement with one of the piles of monies, and it was only lost during the time of the designation, and still was saying that you would have to throw the money to the Amalech. Well, that's Asan L'Rebbe. Now it's like Rebbe, Dhamma that he says, Avud B'Shas HaFrash HaMesa, that even though it's only lost during the time of the, when you had already designated either a new animal or a new pile, like in this case that we're describing where these monies were found before you get an atonement with the second pile, and still he says, that's the halacha the Mishnah is referring, that you would throw it to the Yam HaMelech, unless if you would go ahead and use from each pile together, me'elu me'elu, that you would have to let it die, or as the equivalent of the money throw it to the Yam HaMelech, so that's like Rebbe. Says the Gemara, so Reish Rabbanon, Sefer Rebbe. Sounds like the Reish of opening the case of the Mishnah is like Rabbanon, that if it was separated, if you found it when it was only a newborn separated, not yet makriv, that then it's Raya. And the Sefer, which sounds like Yerlich Lamayam Amech, that it's left to die, is like Rabbi, which that's difficult. Who's the Mishnah like? So the Gemara further qualifies and says, "Hanich al Rav Huna." We could understand that it's not difficult according to Rav Huna, because the Amar Rav Huna Marav, that his version of the teaching of Rav is in qualifying this Machlekes Rabban and Rebbe, which we're discussing over here, which as the Gemara shortly will explain this different opinions in Rav, which we're going in now, Rav Huna's version in the name of Rav, is a Gittinta of Chav Gimel and Half. He says, Hakol Maidim, he says, Evan agrees, even according to Rabban, that they say that if it's lost during the time of when you had only been mafrish, another karmachadis, not makriv, then the first one is left to graze, that they agree, everyone agrees, Shem Moshach Achas, that if the owner goes and separates and he takes from one of them, on his own, meaning he doesn't consult with the Bezdin, with the courts, the Ekriva, and he sacrifices from his own understanding, he takes one of them, not the other one, he has actively rejected the other one, because he revealed his intention that he doesn't want that other one. So even if he takes the one that was lost, and he gets atonement with the one that was lost, because he found it before that they were makriv this the new one, Shashnia, that then the second one, the one that's left, even the one that was never lost at all, then Mesa, that one's going to be left to die. Because when do the Rabbanan disagree? That's when they come to consult with the court, which they're revealing their intention that they would like to rectify the situation. Hey, what should I do now? I have now two animals, two piles of monies. So for example, where he said separated Karmachadas and they got lost. And then he went and separated another one and they found the first one. Now it comes in front of the court, what should I do? And we tell him, okay, go ahead and get an atonement with the one that was lost. And that, so the one that wasn't lost will be left to graze. So therefore, you could say that the same thing is what the Halacha of HaMishnah is saying, that, okay, so take from Me'elu Me'elu from both piles, which sounds like, oh, that if you would take from one of them, that yes, the second pile you'd have to throw to the Yam HaMelech, even if it'd be getting atonement with the lost one, why would that be understood? Because Meshkachas, like you explained the Halacha of HaMishnah, and therefore could even be like Rabban and not like Rebbe, like we're saying, is Kugan Shemashach Achas Men V'Hikriv. He went and he took one of the piles and he sacrificed the Karmachatz from that one on his own, and he didn't consult the court. That's like we said, that's V'Divri HaKol. That's like everyone, even according to Rabbanah, they agree over there that then it's going to be a rejection. So that's why the Mishnah said it, even though it's like Rabbanan in this rectification, okay, Yav Me'elu Me'elu, take a little bit of money from both piles, and that is more preferable of a rectification than to say, which technically that also would be an option, that, okay, let him have to come to court and consult with the court, and then we're going to tell him, okay, get atonement with the one that was lost, so that the one that wasn't lost, because that's really the only option, that one will fall to Nadava. But really, that would also be an option. But that's what the Mishnah says, Me'elu Me'elu, because if he would do it on his own, then even the Rabban, yes, it would be rejection. It wouldn't be, according to them, that it's going to be right, that's going to be left to graze. That, if you hold, as we're going to further qualify the teaching of Rav Huna Marav, in the Machlekes Rabbana and Rebbe, that Rabban agree that although they say Raya, that's only when he consults the court, or again, when you take Me'elu Me'elu. But if he would do it on his own, then it would have to die. Then you would, yeah, like the inference, like we said, you would have to be Yelechin Liyam HaMelech. That's why he said Me'elu Me'elu. But El Rababa Amarab, according to Rababa's version, name of Rav, Dhamma that he says, Hakom Oidim, he says, everyone agrees, B'miskaper B'she'en Avuda. If the person gets atonement with the one that wasn't lost, Shavuda Mesa, the one that was lost, that now is left standing because he's getting atonement with the one that was never lost, that the one that was lost is left to die. Now, this point, actually, Rav Huna Amarab agrees the same thing, that everyone is agreeing to the concept that if you're getting a tomb with the one that wasn't lost, the one that was lost, that's the one that's getting to get rejected and have to be left to die. But that's just Rabab in his qualification of the Machlekes. Now, the next point is where he disagrees with Rav Huna. He says, but Aman Nachalku, regarding what do then Rabbanan and Rebbe disagree, is B'miskaper B'avuda. If he gets atonement with the one that was lost, in the corner of Baba, he says that this is where he disagrees with Rav Huna. He says, no, even if the person on his own goes and takes the one that was lost and he gets atonement with it, the Rabbanan are going to say that the one that wasn't lost is going to be left to graze. And the reason is because that was never rejected, because that was never lost. So even if he doesn't consult, there he says that it's going to be left to graze. Again, not like the way Rav Huna had said. And so what's the machlekes between the Rebbe and the Rabbanan in regards to this case when they get to atonement with the one that was lost? The Rebbe Savar, Mafrish Li'ibud, Rebbe holds that the one that was separated and designated to take the place of the one that was lost, what we call the Ein Avuda, is Ki'ibudami. It has the same halacha as the one that was lost, because it's coming to take its place. And therefore, just like if one will get atonement which everyone agrees to this concept. But the one that wasn't lost, so everyone would agree that the one that was lost, that was left over, is going to be left to die. So here too also, Rebbe holds that when you get atonement with the one that was lost, so the one that wasn't lost is also left to die. But Rabban and Savri, Lavki, Budaman, but Rabban hold that no, this is how Rabbi Abba understands the Machlek. He says it's not like the one that was lost, and therefore it's left to grace because it was never rejected. Now, but then therefore comes out that the halacha of the what we call the seif in our Mishnah, the third case, that says that you take from these monies, if you separated new monies and you found the first monies before you did anything with the second monies, you just take me'elu me'elu, which sounds like, as we had inferred, but if you get to tum with one of them, even if it's the one that was lost, then you take the ones that weren't lost and you throw it to the Yamamelech. That sounds like the way Rabbah is saying it, like Rebbe, not like the Rabbanan. So we're back to the question. Rishis sasam lon drabanan. The opening case of the Mishnah, as we had said, seems to be unspecified, like drabanan. And sefer sasam lon karebi. And the third case seems to wait the way Rabab is saying it, specifically like Rebbe, because drabanan don't agree to that concept. And therefore that seems to be a contradiction. So on that, the Gemara says, according to the Shita Mukabetzis, Ois Gimel, Gemara says, in yes, Reisha Rabbanan b'seifa Rebbe. Yes, that's the way it's going to be, according to Rababa, that the Reisha is like Rabbanan, that therefore it's Raya, and the Seifa is going to be like Rebbe, and therefore it's going to be left to die. Because according to Rabbanan, it's going to be Raya. According to Rebbe, he's the one that holds that when you take the one that was lost and sacrifice that one, and the Ein Avuda is going to be left to die, unlike the Rabbanan hold that it's going to be Raya. So then the Gemara asks, so my Kamash Malan. So then what's the Mishnah teaching us? The Pligi Rebbe Rabbanan? Meaning, you're saying that the Mishnah, although it didn't say, it's coming to show us these two different opinions. In the first case, telling us like Rabbanan, in the third case, like Rebbe. Why is the Mishnah saying it? To say that it's a dispute between Rebbe and Rabbanan. But says the Gemara, but behed yukotani lamachlegis Rebbe Rabbanan b'seifa. But explicitly later on in the Mishnah, in this same Mishnah, the Mishnah already tells us that this machlegis Rebbe and Rabbanan. As the Mishnah says later on. The Mishnah says, hamafresh chatas v'avda. Someone designates a karma chatas, and it gets lost. Okay, so behefresh acher stachter, he goes and designates another one to take its place. Then they subsequently find the first animal was lost somewhere, they found it. Now you have both animals in front. So the first opinion says, Achas men tikrav, v'shniya Thomas divi Rebbe. Rebbe says, okay, pick one, let it be sacrificed, and the second one is going to be left to die. That's the opinion of the Rebbe. But v'chamayim, the sages say, no, ein chatas mesa, a carbon chatas is not left to die. Ela shenimtzis ma'achas shekibru bailam. Only if it was found after the owners already had atonement. And so too, v'ein mois holchis liyamamelech, the equivalent, as our Mishnah was always saying, case with animals and monies. No, so too, monies are not thrown to the Dead Sea. Ela shenimtzu ma'achas shekibru bailam, only if it was found after the owner had atonement. So therefore, the Rabban disagree in this case, where the both are standing. It wasn't found after atonement. It was found after, let's say, it was designated. And therefore, they say that it's going to be left to graze. It's not going to be left to die. But one thing is, we see this machlekes between Rebbe the Rabbanan regarding if we say that it's going to be left to die, or if it's going to graze, this is their machlekes. The Mishnah explicitly tells us, according to Rabbi Abba, that he's saying that, oh, the first and third cases, the machlekes Rebbe the Rabbanan, why would the Mishnah do that? So that says the Gemara, you're right, this Sefer, the Mishnah, which explicitly mentions this Machlekes, HaKamash Mon, what's coming to tell us is, Dover, Zeh, this, that I brought two cases, says the Tan of the Mishnah. The first and the third, that are disagreeing with each other, that's what he comes to qualify at the end of the Mishnah, and says, that's Machlekes, Rebbe Rabbanan, it's Machlekes, Rebbe Rabbanan. You're right, it's coming to explain to you that that is what he had left unspecified. But again, according to Rababa, that is the two different cases. According to Rav Huni, we were able to explain this Oleg Rabbanan, but according to Rababa, that is the Machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, between the case of the Reisha and the Sefer, the first and the third case. In the first case, you say it's left to graze like Rabbanan because it was found by Hafrasha. Third case, that's saying that even though it's by Hafrasha, that it's going to be left to die, is going like Rabbi. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, the Gemara comes to explain now these two different opinions in the name of Rav, how to qualify the Shmachlegis Rebbe and Rabbanan of our Mishnah. So Amrav Huna Amrav, like we had mentioned, he was the first opinion we said. Hakal Maitim, he says, everyone agrees, Rebbe, the Rabbanan, Shemashach Achas Vikriva. Even Rabbanan agree that if someone goes and he on his own draws one and he sacrifices from that one, Shashni Mesa, the second one's left to die. It says their homachlegis Rabbanan saying that it's left to graze is only if he comes to consult the court, where he's obviously not wanting to reject, and he says, "What should I do?" The Rebbe Savar also takan the Makachim. Rebbe held that we don't make rectifications regarding the laws of Kachim. In other words, we don't care if the second one that's going to be left over is going to be left to die. which as Taisa explains, that means to say, if let's say it's a little bit inferior, it's like a weaker type of an animal, then we're not bothered that it's going to be left to die, and we'll take the better one, even though the remaining one then is going to have to be left to die. And therefore, Vamrina, we tell him, go ahead, get a tomb with the one that wasn't lost yet, even though, everyone agrees to this concept, that therefore, Vavu de Mesa. So that means today the lost one that was lost, and it's the one that's not being sacrificed, therefore, this can be left to die. That's why he says in the Mishnah that it's going to be left to die. Because, yeah, go ahead and use the one that wasn't lost. Rabbanan Savri, us at the kind of a kachim. Rabban held, no, we want to rectify. We don't want to have an animal that's a carbon have to be left to die. Savrin, we tell him, Lechis Kaba Bavuda. Go ahead, get a tomb with the one that was lost. Because it's here. B'she'en Avuda Tira. Then the one that wasn't lost is going to be left to graze. Because that one was never rejected. So though now you're not using it, okay, it'll graze, develop a blemish, and then you could use it as an adav for the Mizbech. And that's how you understand the halacha of the Mishnah. The machlik is in the Mishnah at the Seifa, when it first mentioned the opinion of Rebbe, he said that achas man tikkur, one of them is sacrificed, so that the second one should be left to die, mean to say, you could sacrifice the one that wasn't lost, and by default, then the one that was lost can be left to die. That's the opinion of Rebbe. The chum that they said that no, inchatas mesa, what they meant to say was, in this situation, the way Rav Huna is qualifying, when it comes to consult with the court, and then therefore the court tells him, okay, go ahead and get a tumah with the one that was lost, that's what we're saying that, okay, so then the one that wasn't lost, which was never rejected, is not going to be left to die. But however, obviously, that if it was found after the owner already had atonement, yeah, then that one that was lost is definitely going to be left to die because there you can't rectify anything with consulting. You already went and got atonement. And the same thing would be if, let's say, it's found beforehand and he doesn't consult the way Rav Huna is explaining, it would also be left to die. It's only when they consult and there wasn't yet atonement yet, that's when the Rabbans say, okay, so he's going to get with the Avuda one and therefore the Ein Avuda that was never rejected is going to go ahead and be Raya. Whereas according to Rabbi, he's basically saying that, yeah, you could do that, but we don't care and we'll tell him you could even get with the Ein Avuda and therefore the Avuda one's going to be left to die. Now, on this interpretation of Rav Huna Marav, the Gemara says, Maisav Rav Masharshi. Rav Masharshi asked, according to the way you're qualifying the opinion of Rebbe, is that really so that someone holds that we didn't make a rectification that a carbon shouldn't have to be left to die? As we said that he could say, oh, the court could even tell him that go ahead and get atonement with the Ein Avuda and the Avuda is left to die? But the Pasuk says, Yeichlu, which is by the leftovers of a mincha, the way a flower offering is, that the kaimitz, the festival is burnt in Mizbeach, the leftovers, the halach is, the Pasuk says, in Be'yukravava, and Aseres Memena Yechla Aaron Avanav, the leftovers are eaten by Aaron and his sons. Now at the end of the Pasuk says, B'chatzar Oil Mayid Yechlua, in the courtyard of the Oil Mayid, of the tent of the assembly, they should eat it. Now, the Bryce expounds, Yechlua, they should eat it, is superfluous, because the Pasuk already said they should eat it. So first they expound Yechluha as two different words. First, Yechlua without the hay, which they should eat them, which is an inclusionary terminology, which sounds like that other things should be eaten too, says the Braisa Matam Alem, what's that coming to teach? This comes to teach of, let's say, there was very little of the leftovers of the flour offerings to be eaten for the Kahanim. That Eichlin Ima Chulin Utruma comes to teach you that you eat with the leftovers of the flour offering, unconsecrated food and Truma foods, which as Rashi points out, although one is not allowed to bring Chulin to the Azara, it's not difficult. What it means to say is they eat the chulin and the truma out of the azara, then they come in and then they eat the leftovers of the flour offering. And the reason why they would do this, and that's included from yechlu, they should eat them, kadesh de nechelas ala saiba, so that the flour offering should be eaten in an appropriate, satiating way, where you basically it's filling you up. Because if you're only eating that, you would feel deprived, you would feel that you didn't eat enough. Now the Bryce expounds, Yechlua matam alema. Now it comes to expound the hay of Yechlua, that it sounds like Yechluha, it should be eaten, sounds like only it and not something else. What's that coming to teach? So the Bryce says, Shem Hoysa Chil Meruba, that if there was a lot to eat, if there was many leftovers of flour offerings for the Kahanim, that Ein Oichlin Yema Chul Nutruma, that they don't eat with it, Chulin and Truma and other types of foods, Kadesh Aloy Tehe Nechel Salgasa, that it shouldn't be eaten when you're already stuffed. Because that's not appropriate, and therefore saying only eat the flour offerings. That's what the Braisa says. So on that says the Gemara, says from Masharsha, my lava fill a Rebbe, seemingly that this Braisa would be even like Rebbe. And therefore you see that also the kind of a kachim, they made a rectification of a kachim because we said don't eat chun with it so that you shouldn't come to be stuffed and you can't eat the leftovers of the flour offerings and they're going to be left over as nisa and they're going to become invalidated. You see, we don't want karbanas to be rejected. And seemingly that's even like Rebbe. Says the Gemara, "Lo, no, Rabban is going like Rabbana, but Rebbe holds that, yeah, we wouldn't care because they didn't make a takana, Bekadisha." That was the first interpretation of Huna Marav. Now the Gemara quotes, but Rebaba Marav, he said a different interpretation in the name of Rav, in this machlekes of Rabban and Rebbe in our Mishnah. He said, Hakol Moidim b'meskapa b'she'in avuda, which again, everyone agrees to this point, Im Rav Huna, everyone agrees, Rebbe and Rabbanan, that if he gets atonement with the one that wasn't lost, Shavuda Mesa. So the one that was lost, which that's already a flaw, and then now you're not using it, so it's totally rejected, and it's Neskapa Bailam Ba'acher, then the lost one is left to die. Aman nechlegu, but says Rabba Marav, so what did they disagree about in our Mishnah? Is the Miskaba Ba'avuda. If he gets a Tomah, the one that was lost. Now the one that's left is the one that wasn't lost. So he says, the Rebbe Savar, Mafesh Libit Kibadami. Rebbe holds that the one that they had separated to take the place of the lost one is like the lost one. So whatever the halacha would be with the lost one, when it's the last one standing, would also be with this one that took its place. And therefore, when you get atonement with the lost one, he says, okay, so the not lost one is also going to be left to die. But Rabbanan Sefer Lav Kibidamei, he says, no, it's not like the one that was lost, because it was never lost, it was never rejected, and therefore, although you're not going to use it, it's going to be right, it's going to be left to graze. That's Rabbanan Rav's inversion of the interpretation of the machlekes. At the Gemara Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah Masechta Yuma that discusses the laws of the Syria Mikipurim. On Yom Kippur, there was two he-goats that were identical, that were brought. One was Lashem, its blood was thrown inside the Kehechel and the Kachakachim. The other one was Azazel, thrown off the cliff. So the halacha is, if let's say one of them die, the thing is they have to be a peer. So you have to go ahead and, as we explained this in the previous stuff, you have to go ahead and buy a new peer, make a lottery. One will take the place of the one that was lost, that died, and the other one will be left to graze, because you already have one of that type. Now, Snan, we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Yuma that says Hasheni, the second one, which we're going to explain what's the second one, Yivrat Sheistayv. So that you have no utility for, because you already have one of that type. It's only the other one. Let's say the one Lashem, one Lazazel, the other one that is taking the place, but this one is left over, so you let it graze until it develops a blemish. The Yimachah v'yiplu demav l'nadava, and you sell it, and then you use its proceeds for a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Shein chatas tzibur mesa, because kamachatas of the tzibur, like this is, which this karbanis of the Sar on Yom Kippur being brought for the whole Jewish people, that it's not left to die. That's the halacha of the Mishnah Masechtas Yuma. Now the inference is Hadi Yachid Mesa, but if it was that same case in an individual, then the chatas would be left to die. Moreover, qualifies the Gemara of Amar Rav. Rav himself, who we're coming to explain his opinion, he says Masechtas Yuma Dav Samach Dal Madalev says Bali Chaim Einin Nidachem. The living animals are not rejected. Meaning to say, and this will help us qualify what's the sheni that we're talking about. The first one, when the other one had died. Let's say there's Lashem and Lazazel. So if let's say there's Lashem that's still around, Lazazel one died. So when Lazazel died, although you can't bring Lashem without having its pair of Lazazel, but it's not rejected, because a living creature, this is how Rav holds Nalik Reb Yechon, is not rejected. So to the contrary, it's actually going to be sacrificed. So Kishu Miskaper, when he's getting atonement, B'sheni Shebezogrishin Miskaper, it's the second one in the first period that he's going to get atonement with. I mean to say, the new Lashem, the new Lazazel is going to take the place of the Lazazel that died. The new Lashem, that's the one in the second pier that it's going to go out and graze. Now, points out the Gemara, V'idach Basra Havali Kamafresh Libud, that second one from the new pier, because they had to have one to take the place, but the one or the other of the new pier has no utility. So he said, basically, you're separating it to take the place of the one that was lost, meaning because the first one died, so you had separated a new pier, so that one should take the place of the one that was lost. Now, the taima, the reason why we're saying that, okay, so then now the extra one, which you can't use because the first one's not rejected. So the reason why it's left to graze, as we said, because she'en chatas tzibur mesa, we said. Because the tzibur, because it's by the public. But ha, as we had inferred, the yachad mesa, the equivalent type of a case by an individual, that one would be left to die. So as the Gemara continues on Amud Beis and says, "My lava fil Rabbanon, isn't this mission even like Rabbanon?" And what we see is that we see that the one that is taking the place of the one that's lost is like the lost one, because here you're getting atonement with the first one, which is the counterpart of the one that was lost. Now, this one that was never lost, not it and not its friend, meaning this new peer, we're saying that by an individual, it would be left to die. So obviously we see the understanding Rabbanan is not, because like Rebbe Abba said that's only the way Rebbe would hold. But Rabbanan disagreed that it would be Groya. Here we see that no, by an individual, it would be left to die. So that refutes the opinion of Rabbanan the way Rebbe Abba had qualified. So the Gemara, no, Rebbe, Allah and the Mishnah, Mishnah of the Tumah is going like Rebbe, but you're right, the Rabban would disagree, and they would say that even by Yachid, in that case, would be Raya. Because the one that's taking the place of the one that's lost is not like the lost one. Now the Gemara continues and asks on both interpretations, Rav Huna and Rav Abba, both are in the name of Rav, from Tanan, from the Allah of HaMishnah. A Mishnah said, HaMafresh Chatas V'Avdiv. Someone designates a Karma Chatas, gets lost. So V'Hikr V'Acheres Tachter, he goes and brings and sacrifices, another one takes its place. So then you find the first one, so then Thomas is going to be left to die. So the inference is, time of the Kraver, because he had already sacrificed, another one takes its place. Haloyi kriva, but if you didn't yet sacrifice, another one takes its place, and you found the first one. So then, tira, then the first one's going to be left to graze. Now, the inference is, as from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't specify, loishna miskaper b'avud, that it wouldn't make a difference if he got the atonement. We're saying the inference is that, again, if it was found before you sacrifice, it's going to be left to graze. So then, in that situation, doesn't make a difference which one you're sacrificing. The other one's going to be left to graze. It sounds like it doesn't make a difference if he gets atonement with the one that was lost, and the one that wasn't lost is left over. And it doesn't make a difference if he gets atonement with the one that wasn't lost, and what? And the one that was lost is left over, that then it's going to be left to graze. That's not like Rav Abba, because Rav Abba said that Rabbanu would agree in that case that it is going to be left to die. And also, Leishna Moshach, that it doesn't make a difference if he pulls it on his own, which is not like Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said that if he pulls on his own, the Rabban would agree that he's going to be left to die. Veleishna Loi Moshach, it doesn't make a difference if he doesn't pull it, that in either case, Talach is going to be that the leftover one is going to be left to graze. Says Gemara, Tuyuf de Tervaya, that refutes both Rav Huna and Rav Abba. Says the Gemara, no, Milsa de Psik Leketani. The Tana, the Mishnah, said what was definitive and clear cut. That which is not clear cut and definitive, he didn't say. So in other words, don't say, as we were inferring, but, oh, if the second one was not yet sacrificed and you found the first one, oh, that then whatever you want, you're going to sacrifice, the left one's going to be left to graze. No, it's not like that. Not because it's always going to be Mesa or Raya, because sometimes it will be left to graze and sometimes it will be left to die. So for example, like Rav Huna, if let's say he goes and he draws one on his own and he sacrifices. So as we said, even if he goes and uses the lost one, the not lost one is going to be left to die. But if he consults, it's going to be left to graze. So to contra Baba, whether he doesn't care if he takes it on his own or he consults, but if let's say he gets atonement with the one that wasn't lost, so then the lost one is going to be left to die. But if he uses the lost one, then the not lost one is going to be left to graze. So why did the Tanya of the Mishnah say, oh, if he sacrifices, then before the first one is found, that then it's going to be left to die? Because that's definitive and clear that we know in that case the first one will be left to die and there's no differentiation. But that's why the Tanya of the Mishnah didn't say, oh, but what happens if, let's say, he finds it before the atonement that's going to be left to die, and then why do you have to say sacrifice? Even if it's before sacrifice and say, oh, according to Rav Huna, that's when he doesn't consult. No, according to Rav Abba, that's when he gets atonement with the one that wasn't lost, because it's not a definitive case. Because when you find it before the atonement, again, like we said, you're going to have to differentiate then, according to either opinion, which one is the one that's left to graze and what's the case of when it's left to die. And therefore, the Tanya just said clear cut. If it was found after the atonement, it's going to be left to die. But before the atonement, it's not always Raya. Like we said, according to Rav Huna, Rav Abba, it's going to be sometimes Raya, sometimes Mesa, and therefore, since it depended on conditions, they didn't want to say an unspecific type of a case, and that's why they said Hikr, but it's not refutation of their interpretation. A similar question to Gemara Tanan, also from our Mishnah, now from the parallel case of regarding the monies. Hamafresh ma'is l'chatas v'avdiv. Someone separates monies for his karma chatas, and the monies get lost. Okay, so hifresh acherim tachtem, so he separates other monies to take its place. V'achach nimtza ma'is. And the gear says Harishainis, then he goes and he finds the first monies. Now you have both monies. So the Mishnah said, Yavi me'il me'ilu chatas. So take from both monies to buy a karma chatas. Vashay yipul nadava, and the leftovers of both piles you'll be able to use for nadava for the mizbech. Now the inference is, time of the miskabe me'il me'ilu, because he got atonement from both monies. Hami echad, but the inference is that he took only one of the piles. So the other pile would have to be thrown to the Dead Sea. And again, here also, it doesn't differentiate. Sounds like Leishna Miskabe Bavud, it doesn't make a difference if he's getting atonement with the one that was lost, and the not lost one is left over. Veleishna Miskabe B'Shein Avud, and also doesn't make a difference if he gets the atonement with the one that wasn't lost, and the lost one is left over. That's what we're saying, sounds like Nalik or Baba. And Veleishna Mashach, Veleishna Loi Mashach, and it doesn't make a difference if he takes on his own, or if he doesn't take on his own. That's not like Rav Huna, who says if you take on your own, then it is going to be left to die. And but if it's not, if he doesn't do it on his own, then it's going to be left to graze. Chivta Javai, so that refutes both of them, where here we see that there's not a differentiation, according to both of them, that there is a differentiation. So the Gemara, no, hachinam here also. Milsa the psika leikatani, that which is definitive, that we know if you take from both piles, so then it's not going to be a problem, that they said. But a milsa the psika leikatani, something that's not so definitive, they didn't say. In other words, don't infer, oh, but if you take from one of them, then it's going to be thrown to the Yam HaMelech, because sometimes it will go to the Yam HaMelech, but sometimes it will be in the Dava. Again, as we said, either one according to their interpretation. The reason why the Tanya of the Mishnah says me'elu me'elu, and it doesn't say, oh, to take from one of them, is because he wanted to say a definitive thing. And therefore, that's a clear-cut rectification without any differentiation. But if he's going to say to take from one of them, then he's going to have to differentiate, according to Rav Huna, whether if he did it on his own or if he didn't do it on his own. You're right. If he didn't do it on his own, then there could be a way there also that it's going to be rectification. The Kodesh Rabbah is going to have to differentiate between if he's taking the lost pile or the not lost pile. You're right. If you're taking the lost pile, then the not lost pile is not going to be thrown to the Yam HaMelech. But again, you're going to have to differentiate, and therefore they didn't say that case too. Now, our later discussion, which up until this point we were saying all the while that someone had designated a karmen chatos or money smachatos and got lost, and then he separated another pile or another animal. Now, related discussion, Amar Bami, he says, where someone from the beginning had separated two animals or two piles. Hamafesh shneitzi brimois lachrai. Someone at the same time, automatically, in the beginning, initially, he separated two piles of monies for insurance purposes, where he was just being precautious that if, let's say, one of them gets lost, so he'll have the other pile of money to get it home with it. He wanted to make sure he had those monies ready. In case one happens to one, he has the other one. So it says, Rabami, miskaba ba'achad mehem, so he'll get a tum with one of them, and now if he still has the other pile, v'sheni yipla nadava. So the second pile, that's used as a donation for the mizbech. So says the Gemara, libidaman, according to whom is Rabbi going? Like which Tana? Ile ma libid Rabbi, going back to the machlekes we mentioned just before of the halachas of our Mishnah. It is going like Rabbi to say that okay, the second one is not left to die; it's used as an adava. Pshita the yiplan adava. Obviously, it's going to be used as an adava. Because Ad can look come a Rabbi. Where do we find that Rabbi says this halacha that the other part is going to be left to die? That's elibem mafrish leibud. Although he's the more stringent opinion that he says that even the ena of it is going to be left to die. But that's only when you had separated to take the place of the one that was lost. So he said it'll have the same halacha as the lost one, which, yeah, then if you don't use the lost one, it's totally rejected as it was initially lost and gets rejected. So here also. Avachrayis Moidibun was never, it's not taking the place of anything that was rejected, nothing was ever rejected. Of course, he would agree that when you don't use it, it's not going to be thrown to the Yam HaMelech. So, what are you going to say? Rabbanan is like Drabanan? Well, Pshit, and the Gisa takes out the word lay, the Yiblan Dava. According to them, for sure, it's going to be left in the Dava. If they say, not like Rebbe, they say even when you, the one that you separated to take the place of the lost one, that's not like the lost one, and therefore, if you don't use that one, they don't hold it's left to die, you don't throw the Yam HaMelech, but it's actually for Nadava. So when it's used for insurance purposes and nothing was ever rejected, of course it's going to be used for Nadava. So says the Gemara, actually it's necessary for a different Tana, which is mentioned in the other paragraph of Tezva Min Alav, that he said, regarding this halacha, the five karbanos chatos that are left to die, he holds that they're always left to die, and you never have the halacha of that it's left to graze, that you should use its monies for nedava. That's according to him that Rabbami's halacha was necessary. Because Mao detained less Reb Shimon Nedava, what would you say? That Reb Shimon never holds of this halacha regarding the laws of a karmen chatos, that a donation could be used from the proceeds of a karmen chatos. Meaning, just like he holds by the animals, that there's never going to be a halacha of Nedava, so too we would have thought the same thing is for monies that are designated for the laws of a karmen chatos. Kamash Malan, this Lindava, that's Rabbami had to tell us that by the monies, which is the equivalent of the chatas, just it's the money, is that there he holds that there would be halacha of nedava, so therefore, when you manfer shneim lachrayis, the other one is going to be used for the laws for nedava, and it's not like thrown to the Yam HaMelech. Says the Gemara, but a mimetzis amet the lesli nedava le Rabbi Shimon, what is that what Rabbami is necessary to teach us according to Rabbi Shimon? As if you would have thought that Rabbi Shimon holds there's no halacha of nedava in the context of chatas? How could he say that? But Vatanya, it's actually Mishnah Masech Tashkolim that we learned as follows. Mishnah there is discussing Shleisha Asa Sheifaris Haibim Mikdash, that there were 13 boxes that there were in the Beis HaMikdash. There was different things inscribed in each one to tell us what money should go into which boxes. This is the Mishnah that it describes. First box was Tikkun Chaditin, the new Shkolim. Meaning to say, someone who didn't yet bring his shkolim in the month of Adar, which is when the person has to bring his new machzis ha-shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, every single Jew has to bring every single year. So what he would do is, the whole year, you could still put money into that shayfer, into that box, and when it reaches one of the three times in the year, when they would do what's called the Truma Salishka, taking off from the boxes, so they would put into the box, and then there would be the Truma, the taking off with other monies that are in the box, which would be used to buy, let's say, the Karbanas Tzibah and other types of things too. The second box was Va'atikin, someone who didn't bring his shekel from last year. So he brings it in the next year, and he puts it into this what's called the old shkolim box. And from that monies, they used to make the walls of the city and the towers and all the necessities of the city of Yerushalayim, which were used from the leftovers of the remnants of the lishka, which the truma was not taken from. As the Mishnah teaches of the Masechta Shkolim, it's from the leftovers of the remnants of the lishka. From that, they would make the walls of the city. This is also the leftovers, because had it been there, it would have been left over, because obviously the karbonis were used from other shkolim, not from these. And here he never used it. He never gave his shkolim, so that's put into the leftover box from the last year. The next box was kinin, which is the peers of birds. Someone that was what's called mechusa kapara, lacking atonement, which they already immersed in the mikvah, they already had sundown. But then the next day, like a zava, a woman who gave birth, a metzaira, they have to bring a peer of birds. One achatas, one is a ayla. So they put their monies in that box, and then that evening they could already partake of kadshim, because they could assume that their atonement was already bought, because the kahanim that are their court, or the kahan that's over there, they make sure that all the monies are used up from that box, so that the mechusa kiparim should be able to eat of kadshim that evening. The next box was v'gozli ayla, the birds of the ayla, which was in the fourth box, which was if someone was making a nedava of birds, which then both birds were actually brought as ayla sa'if, as aylas. So someone put his monies into that box. The next box was eitzim. On the fifth box it said that it was wood. Whoever wanted to donate wood for the maracha, for the pyre of the fire of the mizbeach, would put the monies over there. Ulavaina. The sixth box said frankincense. Whoever wanted to donate levaina would put monies into that box. Bezav lechfairis, which either means to say that if someone wanted to donate vessels that are gold-plated for the purposes of the Bedek HaBayis, would put the monies into there, or the more preferred interpretation of Rashi is that if someone wanted to donate clay sharis, the service vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, he would put into that box, which kfaris means like a bowl, like that which they would use for the receiving of the blood, which that seems to be the primary interpretation, because Kach Bedek HaBayis weren't brought into the Beis HaMikdash, rather that was given to the temple treasurer. So that was those boxes. And then you have the Shishal and the Dove. You have another six boxes which were for donations. What that means is, if a Tani Allah, we learned the price of qualifying that Mishnah, Shishal and the Dove, you have six boxes for donations which were lo'ayla, which were used to purchase Karbanas Ayla, Haba Min HaMasaris, that were used from the leftovers of Chatayis and Hashamis and all those other Karbanas which we say that from their leftovers they used to buy for an Adava for the Beis HaMikdash, which the Gemara in the last parak of Menachos explains why were there specifically six boxes. But it was from those six boxes that they would purchase Karbanas Ayla, She'ein Or LeKahanim, that there, although generally the hide of a Karban Ayla goes to the Kahanim, here the hides did not go to the Kahanim, rather they would take the hides, sell them, and then purchase new animals to be used for what's called Kayetz HaMizbeach, for Karbanas of Ayla, when the Mizbeach is idle. That's to Rabbi Yehuda. To which Amalei Rabbi Nechemya, Vamilan, some say Rabbi Shimon, and that's what we're bringing from this, that we're proving according to Rabbi Shimon, that says, well, Imkain, if that's what the case is that it's talking about, that from the leftovers of these Chatzos and Shamas, you say, they'd bring Eilas, that nothing would go to the Kahanim, although generally Eilas, the Hagi, was to come here, wouldn't. But then if that would be the case, but Lamedrasha Shal Yayada HaKayin, then you're nullifying the exposition of Yayada the Kayin. Because the Tanya, which actually Mishnah Masechta Shkolim brings us down, that Zem Midrash Dorish Yoda Kohen, Yoda the Kohen, had expounded the following interpretation. Pasuk Meikra says, Asham Hu, which the Gerus takes out the word Kulin, says Vagoymer, etc., which the Pasuk there says, Asham, Asham Lashem. Now, so it sounds like that the Asham is going to Hashem, but there's another Pasuk elsewhere that sounds like going to the Kohanim. So on that Yoda Kohen that expounded, what that is to say is this specific case. Lahavi kol davar haba meisachat is va'ashamais is coming to say that all the leftovers of a carbon asham, which is what the pasuk told me, and its equivalent of chatas, which actually we're going to ask from the chatas, that, and the gear says yilakach bedam of eilas. What it comes to tell you is, from those leftover monies, you should purchase karbanas eilas. Habasur lashem, the meat, the flesh is burnt on mizbeach for Hashem. Va'ayrois lekahanim, and the hides are given to the kahanim. So it's yes, for Hashem, and it's for the kahanim. But one thing is that we see Alma Isle Nedava L'Rib Shimon. We see that this is leftovers of a chatas, which is one of the two cases of chatas and asham, that we're saying from Rib Shimon, that he says that what are you doing with the Maisa Chatas and Asham? it's not left to die. It's brought as a nedava, and it's like Reb Shimon. So how can you say that the teaching of Rabbami was necessary? Specifically for the opinion of Reb Shimon that he says that, no, you never have raya by the chatois hamesis. It's always left to die. That you're saying that's only by the animals, but by monies, we needed him to tell us that he would hold that law of nedava. You see clearly regarding the laws of the monies, of the leftovers, of the chatos, that there's a nedava from that Mishnah Masechta, from that Brisa that's qualifying that Mishnah Masechta Shkalim. Why would we need Rabbami to teach this? Says the Gemara, Itzruch, no, it was necessary. Why? So, you would have thought to say, Ki isle nedava Reb Shimon. You're right. We see a source that Reb Shimon holds that there is a law of nedava, that it's not going to be left to die, it's going to be, you're going to use its proceeds as nedava, even by chatas, but that's b'chad sidra. That we would have thought to say is by one order. Meaning, for example, let's say he separates monies for his karma chatas, and the price of lambs went down. So he had leftovers of the monies. So what do you do with the leftover monies? Yeah, that's what it's teaching, that the ma'is or chatai is, you use and you purchase a nedava and a mizbeach. However, as a gittim of Chav Dalmad Aleph, I will betray Sidri, but like the case Rabbami was talking about, by two different orders, where he separates two different piles of monies for insurance purposes. And he gets it to him with one of the piles, therefore the other one's being rejected, then I would say loy, that there actually Reb Shimon would hold, that it's like the laws of Chatois HaMeisis, that it's totally rejected, and also with monies, it would not go to Nadava, and would be going to Yam HaMelech. That's what we needed Rabbi to say, that no, even the Reb Shimon is going to agree, even when it's two tzedarim, that the leftover monies are going to be used for nedava, because he does hold the concept of nedava by the monies, only by the animals that is totally rejected. But by monies, he would agree that then the leftovers are going to be used for nedava. That was the necessity of the teaching of Rabbi for the opinion of Reb Shimon.